So 1986, I was in college in Laramie, Wyoming. Yeah, somebody out there loves me. Or Wyoming, I don't know. Anyway, the upshot is that I knew I was Norwegian kind of vaguely, like great-granddad off the boat, blah, 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 whatever. I run into a bunch of Norwegians. Weirdly enough, there were 76 Norwegians at the University of Wyoming. In 1986, seeing 76 Norwegians in Wyoming was kind of like seeing the cast of Vikings going through the Anne Arundel Mall. Less dirty and probably wearing more hip clothes, but still, you get the idea. They're really eye-openingly large people. They're gorgeous. They're really hip. They got the swagger. And I was like, I want to party with you guys. And as luck would have it, I met a friend of mine, a lifelong friend, in communications class named Aril Johansson. But he went by AJ because nobody could pronounce his name, and I probably just butchered it. So AJ's like, hey, man, you should come to this party that we're having. And I was like, oh, I'd love to do that. And he said, well, stop by the bar tomorrow, and we'll talk about it, and maybe we can get you in. I was like, that'd be great. And so I get there, and there's two Norwegian guys named TJ and Ellen, and they're really lovely people. And they were so interested in teaching me some of the culture and some of the language. And I am all about this, man. I was 19. I'm ready to roll, man. I'm like, ah, teach me your Norwegian, because the women are gorgeous. And so they're like, hey, you know what? Norwegian women, they really like it when you speak Norwegian, because nobody knows how to speak Norwegian. Nobody. So if you know just a little Norwegian, man, it goes a long way. And I was like, teach me your language. Teach me your ways. Tell me. And so they teach me. We spent like 3 hours going over one phrase. Three words. One phrase. And they're very exacting. And at the end of it, I said it perfectly. And they were like, you are a natural. I said, thank you. Night comes, we roll in, they're like, show up early, we'll introduce you to all the girls. There was 22 Norwegian women there, and they were just like stunning. They were like, whoa. So I walk in, and it was literally like a hobbit walking into that elf place. Like, you know, like you walk in, it's like, oh, I don't belong here, you know. And they're like, ha, vi er Norwegian. And I don't know, I just did a German accent, but you get the point. Should know better. There's embarrassment in Norway right now. So I roll in, and TJ and Ellen, they're my ambassadors to this culture. They come rolling over. They're like, you remember the phrase? And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, repeat it. And I did. And they're like, that's perfect. And I was like, I'm good with languages. And they're like, you rock. I was like, yes, I do. I have the mullet to prove it. It's 1987. Deal with it. So we roll in, right? And they introduce me. They're all the Norwegian girls are sitting along this wall. They're all kind of sitting around chatting in Norwegian. It's a holdy hoodie wordy. And I'm like, oh, man, it's beautiful. So beautiful. I want to know you. And so TJ and Ellen, they come up, the first girl, and they're like, hi, this is Jason. And Jason wants to practice his Norwegian on you. And the girl looks at me, and she's very lovely. And I look down at her, and I say the phrase. And she looks back at me, and she goes, that's really great, but no. And I'm like, wait a minute. TJ and Ellen told me this meant, hi, how are you? And I'm like, she must not be having a good day. So we go through every single girl in this joint, and they all look at me, and they're like, that's a very good Norwegian, but no. And I'm like, man, these girls are having a bad day. So the party commences, lots of booze goes down, I kind of forget about the whole thing, I'm having a great time, I'm mixing with the elves in my little hobbit feet, and I'm like, yeah. 2-3 days later, I'm at the bar, and AJ had a brother named RJ. His name is Roar. It's spelled Roar, R-O-A-R, but it's actually pronounced Iduar. Hand to God. And again, I probably actually didn't even say that right. But RJ, at the time, he was like the alpha Ouija, man. Like, he was impressive. He had the swag. He was like, they were all a little older than me, you know, and they're just like badasses. And so I really wanted to get to know RJ. And TJ and Ellen, of course, my ambassadors to the Norwegian culture, they're like, hey, man, you should go up to RJ and repeat your Norwegian phrase. He'll be impressed. And I was like, all right. And so I roll up, and I'm like, hey, RJ, Skalvipula. By the way, you might want to delete that one for your Minnesota audience if you reach Minnesota. Skalvipula. And he looks at me, and his veins are like popping out in his head. He's like, hey, do you know what you just said to me? And I'm like, hi, how are you? And he goes, you just asked me if I wanted to have sex with you. And I was like, oh, no. And my reality came crashing down. I mean, crashing down. By the way, I didn't mention it, but it was a toga party, and all the Norwegian girls were wearing white sheets, and it was really amazing. And all this came crashing down on me. I was humiliated. I'm embarrassed. I'm like, oh my God, I just asked every single Norwegian girl in this town, if not this country at the time, to have sex with me. And I walked off, and I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. And I was crushed. About 2 hours later, it really, this is where I bottomed out. This is where I really hit the bottom. Because it dawned on me that they all said no.